call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
I've been so many places, done so many things, spent all my time searching for the perfect song to sing. And now I'm so much older, I finally got it right, and I realize that that song is my life.
I'm growing stronger, so much wiser.
Won't you please listen to my song?
There is no way I could ever turn back now.
Won't you please listen to my song? La 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 la. Listen to my song.
Welcome to Nellascope, the podcast. I'm Chris Nella. I'm a singer, producer, songwriter, composer, and author. And I'm on a mission to make this independent artist grind 100 times smoother. Nellascope is a podcast all about helping you embrace the process, embrace the journey, helping you become a well-monetized, well-rounded, efficient independent artist. I'll share some education, some tips, some real-life experiences, all so you can improve your creative grind. Stay tuned as we change the independent artist game as we talk about music, technology, and life. Nation, what's going on? It's me, Chris Nella, and thank you so much for joining me for season one of Nellascope, the podcast. Just going to jump right into the format. What you can expect to hear on Nellascope, the podcast: good music, information, and technology, artistry, things of the sort. The reason for this podcast was three simple reasons. I want to educate, I want to empower, and I want to inform. For those of you who don't know me, I am a 20 plus year veteran. I've seen some harsh realities, lost, spent thousands of dollars. Simply put, if I would have had someone to help me in my artistry at a much earlier age, I'd be a billionaire. You understand me? What we want to talk about, let me lay it out, put my cards on the table. We're going to hear some great music, guys. The first segment of the show is going to be called Indie Fire. Fire, fire. That's F-I-Y-A. Indie Fire. It will be 100% fresh from the oven. Independent artist. That's right. You heard it. 100% independent artist on the Indie Fire segment. Yes, sir. Then I'm going to give some real life experience, guys, because everything that I've seen since I've been 13 has it all been good. I'm going to be real with you. It's real in these streets. You better believe that. And I want to talk about technology. This is where you want to be if you want to know how to build your home studio, if you want to know how to manufacture a certain sound, if you want to know how to get a world-class sound without spending world-class money, you understand me? I can help with those. I plan to help with those all here on Nellascope. Now, without further ado, here's the topic for today, guys. The topic for today is how to write a song. I've released several independent singles that have received radio play both locally and internationally. So I know a little bit about the songwriting process, and I want to share that with you. But before we get into today's topic, it's time for the first segment of Indie Fire. This next song is called Closer to You. This is a brand new song. It just came out and it's available everywhere. I have a very special treat for you after the break. We have the Agape Music Group here being interviewed on Nellascope, the podcast. So again, the song is Closer to You. This is Nelloscope, the podcast. They're the Agape Music Group, coming up with a very special interview here on Nelloscope, the podcast. Enjoy.
Draw me close to you, closer to you. 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 There is joy here, closer to you. There is peace here. So much love here. All I need here. So would you draw me close? Said that if I seek you, I'ma always find you. Said that you were near to those who call on you in truth. Well, I'm calling and I'm looking, looking for you. See you in the rain and feel you in the sunlight. I hear you in the wind and see you in my children's eyes. But I'm still looking and I'm still needing so much more. Draw me close to you, closer to you. Draw me close to you. Draw me close to you, closer to you. Draw me close to you, closer to you. There is joy here, closer to you. There is peace here, closer to you. So much love here, closer to you. All I need here, closer to you. So would you try? There's nothing like it. You're never far in my heart, invited always. Make me more aware of you, so I can see you in everything. Yeah. I see you in the rain, feel you in the sunlight. I hear you in the wind, see you in my children's eyes. But I'm still looking, I'm still needing so much more. Oh, would you draw me close to you, closer to you. Draw me close to you, closer to you. Draw me close to you, closer to you. Draw me close to you.
Back. That was the Agape Music Group with Closer to You. That song is available wherever music can be downloaded and streamed. Now, without further ado, as promised, we have the Agape Music Group right here on Nelloscope. I really, really enjoyed this interview. Sequoia and John, they're fantastic people, and I want you to get to know them. So take a listen.
All right, people, what's going on? It's your man, Chris Nella, the host of Nelloscope, the podcast. And guys, I got a real fantastic treat for you today. As promised, I have on the line with me, the Agape Music Group. You hear that, guys? I got the Agape Music Group on the line. How are you guys doing tonight?
What's up?
We good. We good.
Guys, I have been waiting. Well, actually, not only have I been waiting to speak to you guys, people have been writing in, talking about your music. I brag on your music all your time. I brag on your sound all the time. And I just wanted to get my Nella Nation, my Nella Scope, the podcast listeners, to really know more about you guys, show you guys some support. So tell me a little bit about yourself, Agape Music Group.
Yeah, well, we are a husband and wife duo, and my name is Sequoia.
And my name is Sean.
Yep. And we've actually been worship leaders for a really long time. John is a musician as well. And we've been doing music for a hot little minute, but this year we just decided to take it a step further, go beyond, our family and friends hearing it, or just our church family hearing it. Really, really try to create something that helps to draw people's hearts back to God.
Yep. That's what it's all about. That's what's up. Drawing men's and women's heart back to God, because we were born that way. Nobody was born with, no one was ever born with a dislike for God. It's impossible. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which leads me to my very first question. The name of your group, the Agape Music Group. Explain to the listeners what that term agape means to both of you guys, please.
Just plain and simple, just love in every facet, unconditionally, without restraint, without limitation, man, and just, that's what came to us, that's what we believe in, and that's what it is.
Yeah, when we think about what we're called to do as believers, there are two main commandments that Jesus left us with, and it was to love God and love his people.
Yeah.
So love our neighbors as we love ourselves and put nobody else before God. And when we look at that word love and what all it entails, if you look at 1 Corinthians 13 and all the things that it spells out about what love is, and then it goes further on in John to say that God is love. When we look at that, that's the term agape literally means the God kind of love. Like John said, there are no conditions, there are no restraints, and it's tough to do sometimes. But I think that's what we need in our society, in our world. We need more people that love each other and that love God, and really consider our neighbors first.
More now than ever.
Definitely more now than ever. So if you see our logo, that heart, that greater than sign, and that X, it equates to love is greater than anything.
Yes. On the phone, I have the Agape Music Group, and they are laying it down, and they're explaining who they are and what they be. You understand me? and with you guys knowing what agape actually is, and I'm so glad that you do, it's empowering to not only the people that listen to you. Does the mantle or the yoke you guys have been given, does that help your creative process when you're writing, or John, when you're making music, does that empowerment of I'm trying to spread this love of God in songs like The Weight or Chase Me Down, does that empower you, and how does that help your creative process? Can you explain that to the people?
I can speak from I don't really touch a whole lot of the instrumentation. John lets me twinkle on the keys every now and then, but from the writing and the performance perspective, absolutely. Every lyric that we pen, we want to make sure that it is written and seen and heard through the eyes of God's love. We absolutely want to make sure that what we write down is biblically sound. If you listen to our music and you know scripture pretty well, you are going to hear scripture in our songs. Most of our songs start from us reading a scripture together, something that really stood out to us, and we go writing from that. And a lot of our songs really do talk about the love of God and how some of it is based off of personal experience, but some of it is based off of things that we've seen happen. But yeah, it absolutely fuels that creative process.
Yeah, and for me, it definitely empowers me, or I feel empowered when I'm, you know, every stroke of the keyboard and, you know, just sitting down and intentionally just wanting to hear from God in the studio, in the session, every minute, every second, to instruct us and lead us on what we need to say, what we need to play, and so
and how we need to do it.
And so definitely, I would, yes, absolutely feel empowered.
Yeah.
Your music backs up scriptures perfectly. When did you guys decide that you were going to make songs with scriptures as the concrete of the foundation? When did you guys make that decision?
I think that's from jump.
Yeah, it definitely was from jump. You know, the Holy Spirit is so amazing in so many ways. And he was ultimately the driving force from day one and kind of directing us on the way, in the way that we should go about doing this. Yeah, it was just kind of like, you know, in this, we were in this place of like, God, you lead us. And show us how you want us to do it, and the way that you want us to do it. You know, it was like I was the puppet and he was the creator as we were creating that song and that sound for The Weight. And The Weight came about that way from jump.
Yeah, the Bible is amazing. Just a little tidbit for Christian or gospel writers, it's so much material that's already right there. You know what I mean? Like, you look at the Psalms, those are songs. And I think one of the things, too, about us that has helped us to be able to write from scripture that way, we don't necessarily follow a format. You know, most times you're taught that a song is supposed to have your intro, your verse, pre-hook, hook, intro, you know, going from there and then go to the bridge. You might have a bounce, whatever. And, you know, some of our songs follow the format. Some of them don't, because that's not what it's called for. And we try and paint the picture. My dad calls it, for us, complex simplicity, because we try and make the lyric as practical as possible. So a lot of times we'll read the verse of scripture, we'll read it in Amplified, we'll read it in the Good News translation, we'll read it in the NASB translation, we'll read it in several different translations to get the most practical thing that we can take, and somebody can hear it who knows scripture, somebody can hear it that doesn't know scripture, and automatically they can see how it applies to them. That was a lengthy answer, but hope all that made sense.
No, that is the answer, because it says in the Bible, shepherds feed my sheep.
It says
feed my, it didn't say you have to feed my flock with a pre-hook, a chorus, then you have to
It
said shepherds feed my sheep.
Absolutely.
You know, and I agree with you guys, your process is just that, you know. And speaking of your process, you know, first you use that Agape music group, I'm going to call it Magic for lack of better terms, On The Weight. Then you followed up with Chase Me Down. You know, a Christian song that you can boogie woogie to, you understand? That's what the old folks say. But we have those two songs. We got The Weight, we got Chase Me. And coming up, Koya and John, tell us about the new music. Tell us about the new music coming out 6/5. It'll be available streaming everywhere. Tell the world about your new song.
Yeah, so the new one is called Closer to You, and it's just about that. It's just about a desire, a longing to be closer to the Father. I mean, he's always there. He's omnipresent. But it's more so about us being made aware of his presence, because that's when the change can take place. The Bible talks about how there is fullness of joy in his presence, how peace everlasting is there in his presence. So that's what the song is talking about. It got some nice little thump to it, as always, you know, worshiping 808s on them. That's the song coming out June 5th, out everywhere. It's a fun one.
You guys are certainly onto something creatively. And talking about you guys putting your creative juices together, you guys have a clothing line.
Tell us
a little bit more about how that came up. I think it fits, because I'm from the A. You know, I'm from the ATL all day, every day.
Yes, sir.
And I believe that it fits our culture. How did that come about?
Well, just from Koi and I, our passion for fashion.
I didn't.
That was not, you know what I mean? I was not trying to. But it just came out that way. But just that kind of passion for, like, you know, fashion and whatnot. We were just like, man, let's put out some t-shirts, some hoodies. And all that we do, you know, it exemplifies the heart of Christ, what we believe he has given us to do in this time and in this present day. So that's really what it was. It was just like, you know, the music is what we start with, and we're just going to couple it with our clothing line as well.
You know, I think it's smart that you guys are doing the Father's business and doing the God Baby Music Group business as well.
I
love the fact that you guys are doing it together. Now, let's switch up the gears a little bit. Again, this is Chris Nella. I'm here with the Agape Music Group, Sequoia and John, and we're talking about them, the Agape Music Group, the soon-to-be award-winning Agape Music Group. What advice would you give for someone wanting to follow in your footsteps with the entrepreneurism and the being an artist / producer? What advice would you give for someone listening to this interview in the Nella Nation or in the world? What advice would you give for someone wanting to follow in your footsteps?
Be authentic.
Yeah.
Be authentic. There's more to it than what we're hearing on the radio waves right now. You know, one of the things that we say all the time is that God is the ultimate creator. To see that he created all these human beings and not one of us has the same fingerprint, that there are flowers and animal species that we still haven't discovered yet, that same creativity dwells in us because it says that God is in me. That's what my scripture tells me. So tap into that creativity and, run with that. Be your authentic self. Don't try and be like anybody else, because what you have to carry, what you have to express, only you can do it. And somebody out there needs what you have.
Yeah, and I would just say, man, it's room for you. It's room. It's enough room for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and don't be discouraged about, you know, where you are, or, you know, if you lack confidence in what you bring to the table and your sound or your this or your that, your voice, just go for it. Trust God, really pursue him, obviously, first, and watch him move on your behalf. Like, he placed these talents and gifts to each one of us.
Yeah.
And so just use it, man. Use it and just watch God just move for you more than what you can think or imagine.
Yeah. And on the business side, I'd say to make sure you have your things in order.
Absolutely.
You know, do things properly from jump, copyright to stuff. Make sure I heard you keep mentioning, I'm grateful that you feel that way about our music. Make sure that stuff is sonically in the right position. Do things in order from jump.
That is the same information that I would offer, you know, because a lot of these kids, you know, I speak to a lot of people and I get emails and they ask me questions. I love to read each and every one of your emails and DMs. They ask me, what do I do? Where do I go? You know, I want to start. And that's just the thing that, John, I'll touch on what you said. Start.
Yeah.
Take a step.
Yep.
Because here's the fact. You cannot walk without taking one step.
Yes, sir.
I've never seen nobody walk with their feet together. That's called hop. And you cheat.
Can't do it.
Yep.
So I have to piggyback on that. Quite a point that you touch. Have everything decent and in order. You know, and if you just tuned in, again, my name is Chris Nella. This is John. This is Sequoia. The Agape Music Group. So my last question, guys, and I'd like to thank you on behalf of Nella Nation and Tickle Toes Productions. for coming on and speaking to us. I got one more question. First of all, what's next for the Agape Music Group? And tell the people where you can find them and where they can get one of those John Doe t-shirts.
Well, next, we're going to keep making good music.
Yeah,
that's the top of the list. We'll be dropping some stuff every month. We got a couple of surprise ones in there, and we don't have the exact date just yet, but they'll be dropping in.
Yeah, just stay tuned.
We got some new designs that's going with this new song, Closer to You, on the website, www.theagapemusicgroup.com. And right now we got 4 different collections up there. We have a collection with each song. The colors, all of that stuff, Chris, really is thought through.
Yeah.
This song, Closer to You, you'll notice that the colors we're using for this is a rose gold with a gray. Rose gold is such an intimate color. And this song really is about, like I said, it's about that intimacy with God, being closer to Him.
Yeah.
So we got some really dope spring things coming up that, again, is on the website. So, yeah, that's what's up for us next.
Guys, we're here with the Agape Music Group. They've spent their time, their lovely evening, to sit and talk with us and share the gleanings of what makes the Agape Music Group work. Again, my name is Chris Nella. This is Nella Scope, the podcast. Guys, you are welcome to stop by at any time. We would love to have you guys.
Thank you
so much for stopping on Nella Scope, the podcast. Be blessed.
And welcome back. This is Chris Nella here on Nella Scope, and that was the Agape Music Group, Sequoia and John. I had the pleasure of sitting down and really chopping it up with them. I hope you enjoyed that interview as much as we enjoyed making it. We really had a good time with that interview. And make sure you follow them on Instagram, on Facebook, and their main web hub, www.theagapemusicgroup.com. That's www.theagapemusicgroup.com. Make sure you go there, get you a couple of shirts, download you some music, and just wild out. Let's get into today's topic, how to write a song. Now, this is not written in stone. These are the Nella necessities, as I like to call them. What I like to do, I like to place every song in a category, and I'm going to describe those categories right now. I feel like every song falls in one of these categories, and once you identify the categories and you kind of get familiar with them, it'll be a whole lot easier for your songwriting process. The first characteristic, you can write a song as a narrative, like third person, almost like an autobiography. You can provide first-hand intimate experience through sight and sound, but you can do it all through audio. That's where the challenge comes in. The number two characteristic of writing a great song. And again, this is Chris Nella. I'm here on Nella Scope, the podcast, and we're talking about how to write a song. Number two, presentational. The presentational way is usually with some sort of message, be it social, a message of love. Here's a great example of a presentational song. The late, great Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, is a great song, has a great feel. And that song still rings true today with a very great message. What's going on? Number three. The number three characteristic of writing a great song, to paint a vivid picture using only audio. And mood. I'm going to give you another great example of somebody who does this A+. Anita Baker. The way that she emotes in her singing, her music, the tone of her voice, and also the lyric. So she does a great job of actually painting the picture visually in your mind, but she does it with audio. And the last characteristic of how to write a song, and that falls in one of these categories, the last characteristic is conversational. The song can be conversational between two or more people, and it's like a back and forth. It's like we're peering through a window of the actual conversation or the moment or the, and whatever's going on between the two people, it's like we're all almost peering through a window. That's a great song. If you can paint that picture of the conversation, if you can make us feel tension, if you can make us see the surroundings, if you can make us feel the hurt or the joy or the laughter, that makes a great conversational song. And those were my characteristics of how to write a song. And again, this is not something in a textbook. This is what has helped me make a lot of successful songs. I sit down And I really think about, do I want it to be a narrative, presentational? Do I want to paint a vivid visual picture using audio? Or do I want to make this song conversational? That's where you start off with. Those are your four starting points. Now, there are some more Nella necessities that I want to share really quick. And I know these Nella necessities may buck the system. I may get some nasty emails and people may throw shoes at the computer or drop their phone. I'm sorry, guys. Just hang in there with me. Here's the first Nella necessity. Words never have to rhyme, but they should be in the same ideal group. Again, I know some of the old heads are losing their mind, but words never have to rhyme, but they should be in the same ideal group. Let me give you an example. If I tell you night and day, if someone gives me, hey, write a song with night and day in it, I'm going to say night and day. You're always on my mind. Night and day, I'm thinking about you. Night and day, I wish I was there with you. Night and day, I'm loving you. Whatever the case may be, it's going to be in the same ideal group. It's not going to be night and day, I want a scoop of ice cream. That is not in the same ideal group. You want it to flow together. You want one to complement the other. They don't have to rhyme, but they should be in the same ideal group and they should complement one another. Here's another Nella necessity. Hooks are a necessity. Bridges are not. I know. I hear y'all. Even Brother James said, take it to the bridge. But hooks are a necessity. Bridges are not. However, I recommend some sort of change or pre-change. Let me explain why. Hooks to me are the meat of the song. There's a very famous producer that says, don't bore us, get to the chorus. So I start off all my songs with the chorus first, and I make sure that chorus is really driving home my point. Now, I always do that, but that's not something that's written in stone. I like to do that because with that chorus, I can build my first verse and my pre-change and or my change. And that is how to write a song. And what I will let my Nella Nation know, I am preparing a free songwriting class. That's right, you heard me, a free songwriting class. If you're interested in that free songwriting class, you can contact me at Nella Mail, that's NellaMail at gmail.com. That's NellaMail@gmail.com. Tell me that you're interested. I would love to hear from you. And now it's time for my absolute favorite segment, Moments to Be Inspired By, where I give you a quote or a saying or an experience that helped propel me to the next level. Today's quote is one of my favorite, and I hope that it propels you to the next level. Don't set out to build a wall. Lay each brick as perfect as it can be laid. Every day. Don't set out to build a wall. Lay each brick as perfect as it can be laid every day. And episode 5 is a wrap. Guys, I'd like to thank you so much for sticking with me. We are on episode 5. This has always been a dream for me, and I'm so happy that I can share it with you. My very first Indie Fire song was the brand new hit by the Agape Music Group, Closer to You, and it's available on all streaming platforms. Go and download it today. The topic for today was how to write a song. I shared with you a couple of characteristics that your song should fall under, a couple of tips. I'll be sharing more in upcoming episodes, so stay tuned. And we have the great interview with the Agape Music Group. I hope you really enjoyed that. I know we switched things up with the platform. We're getting a couple things right. We're streamlining things for the Nella Nation to give you a better and a more enjoyable product. I'd like to thank you for listening and staying with me. Guys, God loves you, and He is not mad at you. He's madly in love with you. Let that sizzle in your spirit. It's your man, Chris Nella. Live hard, laugh hard, and love hard. And make sure you tune in next week for episode 6. You've asked for it. You've sent emails. You've sent DMs. We talk about how was it being a member of Silk and working with Key Sweat. You're not going to want to miss it. It's your man, Chris Nella, and I'm out. Man, Chris Nella, and I'm out. Man, Chris Nella, and I'm out.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.